Visiting right now with Ben Sitzman and Matt Lancaster, the owners of Wise Eye Brewery. And you guys are going to officially open up on Friday. You've got the distinction of being the 100th brewery, home brewery here in the state of Iowa, and that's in itself pretty special. We'll start with you, Ben. Let's start with the name itself, Wise Eye. How did that come about?
Oh, Wise Eye. So the name, we obviously spent some time on the name. We wanted it to be tied back to Iowa. We wanted it to have some meaning behind it. Actually, my wife, Kristen, who's also another owner, she was doing some research on Prohibition, and she came across an article about a lady named Ida B. Wise, and she was from Hamburg, Iowa. She was the president of both the Iowa and national president of the Women Christian Temperance Union. So she was very much an advocate for Prohibition, obviously the opposite side of the spectrum from what we are. What she did was she penned the majority of the Shepherd Bill, which ultimately became the 18th Amendment Prohibition. So she had a hand in putting Prohibition into place. It was kind of her life's work. So we thought it was cool to have somebody like that from Iowa, and just a kind of a cheeky reference, you know, because we're obviously
tongue-in-cheek.
Just the opposite side of the spectrum, you know, we want people to buy beer.
Okay. Well, Ben, and we'll get Matt in on this too, how many different types of brewery beers are you going to be offering or serving here?
Honestly, we're gonna have a full lineup come Friday. We're gonna have a total of 11 different beers that we have brewed either ourselves or with collaborating with another brewery. So
okay, Matt, well, let's get you in on this conversation as well. Share with me the challenges of having a home brewery and that type of thing, because obviously you want to try and get a beer that is well liked and tastes good and everything and all that. So kind of go back in time to when you and Ben started this and the challenges you've faced in trying to get this going.
So that talking about, you know, getting something that, you know that people like, that's kind of how it all started. Home brewing, kind of in our backyard, starting to think like, oh, this is, we like beer. We know people brew beer. Let's brew some on our own. And then as you brew a few batches, obviously you have enough that you can start sharing with people, and then you start getting feedback of, oh, this is pretty good, and then kind of plants the seed of, well, maybe we can keep going and go somewhere with this. Fast forward, obviously there's a lot in between there. We take the leap into a commercial brewing space. And in terms of the beers itself, I think one thing we really pride ourselves on is if you look up at the menu, there is something for every type of beer drinker, from, you know, your domestic Budweiser, Miller type draft beer drinkers to, you know, we've got a triple berry pie sour. We're going to have a chocolate milk stout that we brewed with Jackson Street. So it appeases the beer nerds and the more common beer drinker who might not have even ever been to a brewery before. That's what we're really excited about, is the people who come in and say, okay, what do you recommend? And just kind of talking to them and seeing what they do like and don't like, and kind of opening their eyes, because it can be kind of intimidating to say, oh, craft beer, it's all hops and dark beer. Well, that's not the case. It's just very flavorful, well-crafted beer that appeals to everybody, honestly.
And how difficult was it to get that type of beer that everyone did like? I mean, did you go through a lot of experimentation?
We experimented a decent amount, but we also know, just knowing beer and knowing, you know, what types of beer and what styles, there are certain styles that we know these will be appealing to the masses. You know, your American blonde, your easy drinking lager, those are something that anybody off the street to Ben and I are going to enjoy drinking. We know those are easier to drink. They don't have as many advanced flavors or hop notes that people might not be a huge fan of that aren't experienced in the craft industry. So there's, like I was saying, there's certain styles that we just know, okay, we're going to make a lager because A, it's delicious, and B, it's easy to drink. So that's going to appeal to everyone from, you know, your dad watching a football game to us after we finish a skate session and want to come down and just have something easy to drink that isn't too heavy on the tongue. It's all style based. A lot of styles are, it's very easy for us to say, okay, we know this style is going to be accessible and good for everybody. So,
okay. Ben, going back to you, how long does it take to age a beard? I mean, and I would imagine that different beers take different times.
Correct. You're 100% correct on that. So it depends on the style of beer. There's two main types of beer, either a lager or an ale. Lagers or pilsners as well, they take a while. So you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks for your average lager or pilsner, to like a Marzen style beer might take, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 months to age something like that. But traditionally, most beers are ales, and we can produce one of those anywhere from 9 to 14 or 15 days from brewing all the way to finished in the keg. Okay. So,
all right. Let me ask this of both of you. What's it mean that you guys are the 100th craft brewery in the state of Iowa and the celebration that's going to come with it on Friday?
I'm just excited just for the historic event. Whether it was going to be us or not, having 100 breweries in the state of Iowa is a tremendous leap from 5 or 10 years ago. The craft brewery scene has exploded for the better. And it was really just a happy accident, honestly. We didn't plan to be the 100th. It was in contention. We didn't even know about it until 3 or 4 weeks ago that we were in contention between 2 or 3 other breweries to be with the 100th brewery to open. So I'm excited. It's incredible. Like, it gives me goosebumps thinking that we were actually the 100th brewery to open. So,
okay, and Matt, do you want to comment on that as well?
Yeah, I mean, to really reduce it down, it was dumb luck. We wanted to be open months ago, but as all things do with the build out, timelines got stretched out, and it was, like Ben said, a happy accident that we found out only 3 or 4 weeks ago that we were close. And so then we were like, okay, what do we need to do to make sure we are number 100? And then back on what he said, just for the state, it's really cool. It's crazy to look at state-to-state numbers, because Iowa has a pretty significant amount. And if you just go back, like Ben was saying, 5 years, I think it was in the mid-20s. So within 5 years, it's gone from, you know, 25, 27 to 100. That's awesome. And it's a very collaborative industry. So it's really cool to see it really pop up here in Northwest Iowa with Brew City, Jackson Street, Marto, us. You know, we know a lot of those guys, and we brew with them, and it's just cool. It helps everybody, because now there's kind of it's almost like a beer loop, and we've already had people come in and say, oh, we were coming from Rock Valley to go to Sioux City, but we're hitting you on the way. So it's just cool. It's good for everybody, for sure.
Now, will you be marketing your beer? I mean, will people be able to buy it outside of Wise Eye Brewery in Lamar's?
So primarily we're going to focus on the tap room right now. We don't do any canning or bottling other than the crowler cans to go from the bar. Once we kind of get our feet under us here at the bar, we will be selling our kegs to local establishments. We've been in talks with, you know, some of the restaurants in town to have our beers on tap there. They're excited about it. We're excited about it because they have food. People are already going to be eating there. Why not have a Wise Eye beer at Peas while you're having a pizza, or Four Brothers while you're having a burger on top of that too? And it just, again, it goes back to creating excitement for the community. We love the idea of working with local businesses, whether it's an eatery or the skate park project, or whether a boutique or salon for like a sip and shop event or something like that, just collaborating with other small business owners, because Lamar's is kind of having a resurgence with that, and it's really cool to see the town kind of turn around and bring those downtown and Main Street businesses back.
So. Keep it local. Yes. We're very much local people. We pour out into the community, you know, just our talents and our opinions, and trying to get things moving locally. So we're just excited to have a local, honestly, just a local craft brewery in Lamar's.
Well, tell us about Friday's celebration. What's going to take place?
We're going to have a food truck outside all day. So Dega's food truck, they serve tacos and burritos. They're incredible. They're going to be here, I think they're going to come at
11. I
think 10 or 11.
Yeah, their flyer said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be here all day. We're going to just, you know, we're just going to be open for the general public to come. So obviously We probably won't see a huge rush at 11 o'clock, but
we're going to be a lot of Friday afternoon clubs.
So. But the big celebration for the statewide toast, because we have Jay and Kelsey from the Iowa Brewers Guild is going to be here, and they're going to try to do a live toast to the state of Iowa from our tap room, and try to get all the breweries in Iowa toasting at the same time. That's going to happen at 7 p.m.
Correct. Yep.
So,
all right. So if you want to be here for that, 7 o'clock, we'll all raise our glasses to 100 breweries in Iowa.
Okay. And Matt, why don't we talk a little bit about your location? You're on 2nd Street Northwest. Northeast. Behind Bike Central. Tell us about the location, how you acquired this, and why here, I guess.
So Kevin Richards owns the building. He's the owner of Bike Central, very into craft beer and the craft beer scene. His son actually works for Fernson Brewing Company in Sioux Falls, so he's been a really great connection and contact to have in terms of just asking questions and just bouncing ideas off of him and getting resources from other brewers. But Kevin's been into the brewing scene, and we kind of approached him to see if he would be willing to give up this space that he had been using as a catch-all for all the things he'd acquired in his 30-plus years of all the businesses that he's been involved with. And he was very excited about it, and even more excited now that he's come in. We actually had a little special event last night with his Plymouth County Cyclists and his Bike Central Bike Club. They do their Tuesday night ride, so we did a little thank you event, and they came in, and it was just a great turnout. Beers and bikes go together like ham and cheese. You could just see the excitement in everybody's faces, and it's great to see Kevin come in here, and he's just grinning ear to ear. So I think he's really happy with the decision to let us use it, and I think we're glad that we did him proud. And you know, we kept the original floor, the original brick wall. This is all from the 100-year-old building that's sitting here, so we tried to keep some of that historical integrity too. So.
Okay. Anything else, guys, that you wanted to add?
No, I just want to say thank you for coming down and, you know, giving us a little publicity, and just look forward to seeing everybody not only on Friday night, but, you know, we'll be open for regular hours going forward. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 3 to 9, Friday from 3 to 10, and Saturday from 11 to 11. All those are subject to fluctuate a little bit. If we're busy, you know, we'll keep the doors open for you. But yeah, we just look forward to seeing everybody here, and we really appreciate you coming out.
Okay. Yeah. No, I agree with what Matt said. We're excited to have local people coming down. I will say, don't be afraid to come down if you've never had a craft beer in your life, because we're going to try to pride ourselves on educating people when they come in and try to steer them in a direction towards something that maybe they would like. And maybe open their eyes to all the styles of beer that there is, because there's a lot of styles and there's a lot of different flavors and profiles that a lot of people probably don't realize. So just excited to have everyone come down, and thanks for taking your time to come down and interview us. So. All right.